You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. When musician Olivia Lee started her electronic dream pop project, There's Talk, she didn't think the songs she was making would ever be released. The beats were made in coffee shops and the vocals recorded in her bathroom. Fast forward a few years and now the band has released two EPs, including this year's Bathed Water Moon. In this edition of Bay Area Beats, Olivia explains how her childhood love for synthesizers started it all.
I remember the first show we played, like someone in the crowd specifically came up to me with just this like really stern sort of vulnerability. And then they said, not everyone's gonna get it, your music, but some people will. So just remember that. And I was like, whoa. I just was so shaken by that. And I've always kind of tried to remember that in times where it feels like I'm making some strange paint splatter. My name is Olivia Lee. I play a few instruments. I write in There's Talk, and I play synths, and I sing and produce. I started learning piano when I was like 5, and then I took some classical lessons. And then when I was a teenager, preteen, I got to work with just like a really progressive piano teacher, and she and this very prolific new age orchestral synth writer, they shared all this original work with us and showed us how to play like orchestrated stuff on synthesizers. So now that I look back at it, it was a really unique and awesome experience and like eye-opening world to electric keyboards coming from like acoustic pianos. In my family, we were all learning piano from the same teachers. Like, I have a big family, extended cousins, and it was like, I don't know, like 8 of us were doing it, and then we'd be playing these like recitals where we would be like doing duets, and so it would be multiple synth parts, and it was just a really like immersive experience. And then going from that to getting my first synth was like, oh, that's like a natural progression. Seeing and hearing Bjork for the first time when I was in my teens, circa Swan Dress days. And I didn't know that you could be in this world of like cinematic and dark and epic and also electronic. And she just seemed to break all the rules of anything, which I found really inspiring. Her lyrics just like drip with description. It's like you can't ignore what she's trying to say, or not trying, she's definitely saying, communicating fully complex ideas in a really palatable way. The experiences that she's given me through her music have made my life more whole and given me strength and power. There's Talk is a project that started as a solo side project for me, and I kind of had all these sadder songs that didn't really fit with my indie pop band that I was in at the time. So I started throwing like a bunch of synthesizers all over the place, like not really concerned with genre. So I was kind of, I didn't really think much about that. I didn't really think about releasing it either. And then I had a couple really supportive friends that hopped on board and like kind of pushed me to finish it. And then I found, became friends with Kellen and Young, and they've just been just such great pillars of support and inspiration in music for me. They just wanted to help make it playable live. And I guess that was like 5 or 6 years ago now somehow. I don't really know. 4 years? 1 year? 5 years? I guess I've been thinking a lot about how to honor like my heritage and my cultural experience and my parents coming here from China and Vietnam, and also having like having my queer identity be such a huge part of myself but not necessarily represent in my music aside from a few pronouns here and there. I feel the need to really focus on creating space for queer people and women and just like people that are making music that's a little bit different. You can't bank on someone else to do it. You have to have the courage to do it. I've also grown a lot in the past between the first EP and the second one, and learning how to claim space and not be apologetic and adjust my language with everyone I deal with, being aware of what kind of opportunity that I'm taking and also what opportunity I can give to other people in every step that we're making. When I was younger, my mom was diagnosed with cancer. So there were several years where that was just like something that was in our orbit. And I think living with like a very clear end in sight, there's like an awkward, crushing weight in the room that makes you like ask like, what is the point to anything? So it really instilled a strong sense of like, urgency for every moment in navigating just like beauty and being able to be grateful. And so I oftentimes ask people like, what was the best part of your day? Just like simply because there always is, there's always like a best part. And sometimes my existence back then when things were just like really heavy, I would just like run upstairs to my mom and be like, what was the best part of your day? And sometimes it'd be so simple, and sometimes it'd be like, you coming home from school. And I'd be like, well, today I threw a frisbee and like this and that. And I just like, I was just always trying to be uplifting. And I think that I think about that a lot in my music and how to really highlight some of the beautiful floaty things in life that are just everywhere all the time. So, I don't know. Use that if you want, but.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Wow.